Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The 22nd annual Akron Scarecrow Festival is today at the Akron City Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The events include scarecrow decorating, homemade food and baked goods, kids games and activities, a petting zoo, and dozens of craft vendors. Winners of the scarecrow judging will be announced in the afternoon, including a scarecrow auction. This is a fundraiser for the Akron Friendship and Service Club. The Orange City Tulip Festival Steering Committee announced the annual night show musical production for the 82nd Annual Tulip Festival as Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. This is a reimagining of the biblical story of Joseph, his father Jacob, 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors. The story is told entirely through song with the help of a main character narrator. The cast will consist of approximately 40 to 60 people and will include a small children's chorus. Auditions will be held in January. Ticket sales for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat will begin Monday, January 16. The live production will take place May 16 through 20 at the Town Hall in Orange City. A two-vehicle crash Thursday injured two people south of Sheldon. The Sioux County Sheriff's Department says an SUV driven by Paula Harsma, 55, of Sioux Center, went out of control on Iowa Highway 60, crossed the median, and struck another SUV driven by Aaliyah Herta, 42, of Alton. Both drivers were injured. Harsma was transported to Sanford Sheldon with minor injury. Herta was transported to Orange City Health for treatment. The accident remains under investigation. Clay County officials are hoping voters will support plans for a new public safety center. The $42 million bond issue will be on November 8. A similar measure was defeated last June by a margin of nearly 2-1. The current facility is more than 110 years old, and it houses the police department, the 911 call center, the emergency management office, and the jail. Because it is out of date and unable to meet current legal standards, the jail can house inmates for only up to 72 hours. Clay County Sheriff Andy Howe said the new facility is planned to serve the county for nearly 50 years. The Storm Lake Police Department is among 15 national recipients of the 2022 Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award. Gerardo Bravo, a member of the Iowa National Guard, joined the Storm Lake Police in 2016, and he nominated the agency for the award.
This reward just reflects all the work the city and Chief Bull's been putting in and all the patrol officers. I know it ain't easy having half a department that's in the National Guard. It takes a lot of work to cover down shifts, and I know our bosses aren't afraid to throw on a duty belt and hit the road.
Bravo is one of seven Storm Lake police officers who are Iowa National Guard members. Becky Cody, state chair of the Iowa Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, says the judges cited the Storm Lake Police Department for its flexible scheduling, its training and support for guard members before the deployments and after they return.
And as the judges recognized, it's not just what has been done for the military members, but how it's been accomplished, with an attitude of care and a mission of heart.
More than 2,800 public and private sector employers were nominated for the same award. Storm Lake Police is just the sixth award recipient ever from Iowa and is the state's first ever winner in the public sector category. And the U.S. Secretary of Education says five Iowa schools have earned Blue Ribbon status this year. All five schools were chosen based on overall academic performance on state assessments or national tests. These include three elementary schools located in Ankeny, Glenwood, and Mount Air, a middle school located in Vinton, and Van Meter High School. They are among the 297 schools recognized nationwide. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.